And that J-Lo shit, like, that was definitely some sort of product, Beijing or something, to make it that crisp.
Oh, like, that shit's painted on. Yeah, yeah, sure.
I never knew the name of it, but yeah, it's crisp up the lineup.
Fetcho looks, with that facial hair, looks like Sippy Yin.
Sippy Yin, it's too dark. Yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
Oh,
pull it up. I've Google shown that. You Google Sippy that shit.
Yeah, but you know, all them words sound the same to me, guys.
Wait, I thought
it had like, it's like a creepy clown, but iconic.
Oh, with the beard, though.
Yeah.
Not
a beard. It's a face paint.
Yeah, okay, but it looks like a beard to me.
It almost,
like Homer Simpson.
I remember seeing Sippy Yin, and I'm like, that kind of
butthole
gives allusions to like blackface almost. It was very strange. Oh. The way that his face was painted, I didn't like.
He looked like a rapist.
I put that
in my book.
Like his face, it looks like a big butthole around his face.
Oh, my God.
Fat Joe?
How
dare you?
I did not say that.
How dare you?
But I'm saying.
So as we were saying, what?
Butthole mouth.
There we go. Name of the episode.
Yeah. Can you give the context?
I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't even talking about that. What do you mean?
We just sat down.
We just sat down and you all of a sudden you get
mouth
on the microphone.
Was a butthole.
Sippy Yin?
No, that's another creep.
That's what I was talking about. That guy.
Fat Joe's beard is too dark.
No, but he was talking
about
Sippy Yin. No, I was talking about that guy, that clown guy that y'all were talking about.
Yeah, Sippy Yin.
The way they put the makeup on.
It's like
his
a
mouth.
Jet black it's beard. Like a big, and yeah.
Yeah, made, I see what you mean. Yeah. And then his lips are all
butthole
pink.
Face. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Okay. I thought you were referring to the one that you showed me
I think
a few days ago.
That's a little offensive for you to say, but I will say he does look like a butthole.
You're talking about
that was
movie.
Our, oh,
so
right.
So actually, there is some movie. I don't know. It was Brazilian or some shit?
It's their friend. And there's a man whose mouth was a butthole.
That's the movie. That's the premise of the movie.
The whole thing is about that.
Yeah.
Damn. I can't watch this.
Is it like a? So I got.
I'm interested.
Is it like an hour long? Is it like a 20 minute like short film?
It's an epic film.
You're just watching him eat soup.
It's like The Ring. Yeah, but The Ring is the butthole.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's fascinating premise, and I'm glad they got the funding to make it. And,
I don't think it's a fascinating premise.
It did look really off-putting, I will say.
Yeah. It's
don't say pudding when you're talking about
pudding. Oh,
well, mouth pudding. What was the other creepy one where I remember being like, that's a movie? Like the human centipede. I was like just young enough to just have my mind blown. I remember being like,
it's crazy.
Got funded
it's,
and made.
It's crazy when you think about the fact that that was based on a true story.
Shut the fuck up.
That shit's
dude,
wild.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight. Don't do that.
Oh my God.
Don't do that to me.
I don't watch scary shit because I'm like already afraid of life and the world.
That'll
and
make you more afraid of life.
Yeah.
I'm like, just gonna be terrified of butts and mouths. Just the whole all these movies.
Yeah. All the butt to mouth movies.
Maybe
they'll
come to you in a dream.
Kenny Pudding for a while is fucked up, man.
I just looked on the internet. We've just been declared the classiest podcast in the United States.
What's the publication on that? That was
it's
Times New Roman,
Buttface. Buttface USA. It's weird.
Did you miss us, everyone? Yeah. I hope so.
Coming back with a vengeance.
Come back.
Yeah. Talk well,
about
I want to talk about J-Lo.
Oh, boy. Oh, nice. All right. Let's just hop right in. Okay.
I watched both of her movies because they seem so outrageous that I had to watch
them. What
does
that mean? She has movies. Like, you have to start from the
top. You said multiple. Like, she dropped multiple movies?
Let me explain, right, motherfuckers.
Please.
Shit.
Please.
Anyway.
So two movies?
Como chingan.
That's wild.
But two, though. Could you please explain it?
Anyway, so J-Lo made like an album recently, and then she turned that album into a movie. And so I don't know if that's been done before, but it seemed to be very weird and no one asked for it, you know? And then she made a documentary about making that movie. And it was called The Greatest Love Story Never Told.
Brilliant.
I mean, I'm a romantic person, I think, at heart. I think that I'm a poet. And I care about that shit, you know? Love and such. But damn, girl.
Yeah. That's pretty meta, though, to make an album a movie about the album, and then a movie about the movie about the album. That this is like Human Centipede in a different way.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. So you write a new book, right? You got a little baby.
A couple.
You got a little baby.
Yeah.
Got a like movie deal. You got a bunch of stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
and you watched fucking both of those.
Though, I did, okay? And so you watched both
of them.
I'm glad I did.
So J Lo, mission accomplished.
Chased it with the Human Centipede.
Boom. Yeah, she got me, and I just it was so outrageous that I had to see it with my own eyes, like telling this love story, for the world to understand. You know, like for what? Like wait, who cares?
So it's a love story, like. It's autobiographical?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn.
It's about her love story with Ben Affleck. So it just seemed very self-important. And the dancing, I was not very impressed with. Wow. I'm not even like that learned in dance, but it felt like anachronistic. And then
can't just drop big words.
Yeah. Okay. Like sure.
I mean,
we're all gonna pull it up on the dictionary.
I mean, the music. That's not my shit.
I mean, is it?
But I watched the two movies. Yes. Okay. Whatever.
Is it fair to say that singing is not exactly her strong suit?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, if I'm,
I just saw her sing on SNL a couple weeks ago, probably promoting one of the three versions of the same thing.
Oh.
But she was on SNL singing as the musical act. And I was, again, trying to follow. I'm like, one, I haven't heard her sing ever, probably, because a lot of her songs back in the day were sung by someone else. But anyway.
Oh, were they? Because that person sucked too, then.
Yeah.
Because that shit sucked.
Legal just said allegedly. Yeah.
Legal said
they said probably, allegedly.
Most likely. Yeah. But yeah, I was watching it, and it was fine. It didn't move me, but I was... It was very self-important. It's like, this is who I am. Yeah. It was like the chorus. I'm like, okay. Like I thought you should be chilling right now. I thought you were done with this.
What do you have to prove to people?
It's probably very common in like Hollywood and the music industry. Like, but she seems, and again, I'm no professional. Like, but she does strike me as like a narcissist.
Yeah.
Like,
she doesn't treat servers well, I would bet.
Yeah, that's
what all the money in my pocket.
Like, you don't exist.
I think that's a rumor.
Is that the rumor?
If you were a waiter, she definitely is not going to tip you for talking
after
like
I said that
because you got a butt face.
Yeah. So she played Selena in that movie. So I got to ask you, and like this is just for an outsider, like, are outside of the Latin community, J Lo and Selena are not they're not the same person, right?
Same thing. Yeah.
Oh man.
Although, which brings to mind the fact that her murderer is due to get out, I believe.
Oh, hell no.
Soon. Like, next, is it maybe next year?
Fuck that shit.
Something like
that? Oh, she's like Selena's the most hated murder. Person.
You know what, though? You know what?
That's not going to go well.
So, again, very controversial. I'm like, this person's contentious in our community. But you know what she should do? She should make a movie, then a documentary about the movie, album about the documentary about the movie.
I'd watch it.
Starring J-Lo.
Yeah. I'd watch it. Yeah, full circle. Yeah.
Like, is that J-Lo dancing in this one, too? Yes. Yes, it is.
Damn, Selena passed away.
She should make a movie called If I Never Did It, and then J-Lo could be Selena again. And it would be like, what Selena would be like. Brilliant. You can add that. Selena's killer.
Oh my first God. Small
film. Or she could be like the murder story I never told, or what?
The
greatest murder story never told.
What's gonna happen first? Is it gonna be she gets a book deal or a movie deal first? You know she's gonna get both.
No, yeah. I hope it doesn't work that way.
1,000%. 1,000%.
No, you can't kill someone and then get a deal off.
Are you fucking shitting me?
It happens all the time.
Yeah, oh, I guess it happens.
Of course.
Yeah, I thought about it.
And there's no
capitalism.
Like,
OJ got a book, right?
Yeah. He wrote a book about, like, if I did it.
This is
how it would go.
Motherfucker, a publishing company said, yes, let's publish the shit out of that.
They're trying to make money.
They probably made some nice money off
of
that.
No shit.
Yeah,
that's craziness. I'm
processing that.
If I did it, this motherfucker. The balls on this guy. Yeah.
Was the cover?
Like, I'm just saying.
It was the cover. Just him in the glove fitting.
Yeah, shit, man.
If I did it, the glove would have fit, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying.
And I would have stabbed in this motion right here.
You would have got away with it if I did. I did. I mean, I didn't do it. Yeah,
the audacity of men.
You know what is fucked up? Yeah, anytime, and he's still in the limelight because he's a big name, and he'll be in like XY interview, and he'll just like drip that shit into it. And I'm like, you didn't have to.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's his brand now. It's fucking weird.
He would have been huge if, like, just he was a great football player. He was a Naked Gun.
He was good in the Naked Gun movies.
I knew him. Like, he was a football player before my time. I really knew him from the Naked Gun movies, and I loved him.
He was good.
Norberg or whatever it is. And he would always just get hurt for no reason all the time. It was great. He was a great character. And then he allegedly.
Oh, my God.
Legal just nodded proudly at you because they didn't have to prompt you.
My God. That reminds me of my trip to LA. On the way there, I watched like this whole Kardashian docuseries, and I am a little bit ashamed of myself for that one. It was bad.
Did that just warm you up for the J-Lo one, or was that after, like, the, you know?
I don't know. Maybe I have an appetite for it. That
maybe.
For hot garbage?
Yeah.
Well, I like to see rich people acting crazy. I think something about that, like, to see the consequences of their crazy, typically. Like, that's why I like documentaries about, you know, someone who committed a white-collar crime. Or some shit. Because I want to see them get
their comeuppance.
Their comeuppance. And so, is that weird?
No.
It's not weird.
No.
I watched the Bernie Madoff documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. It's like you want to see them just
actually
feel...
see consequences?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I used to like watching shit like that, but you know, now, you know, I know. You know me, Roddy. You know, they have kids and shit. They are always fucked up. Like, all these celebrities' children, like, I actually feel. There's, like, all this, like, this concept of the Nepo baby shit, which is true. Like, there's, of course, like, you know, if your mom or dad's an actor or actress, there's, like, a big time chance you'll be, like, that, obviously. But then there's also just a whole bunch of kids they had that are all fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, they had access to money, access to drugs, no supervision. Their parents might be on some wild shit.
Damn.
In Hollywood, or, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, you know, I mean, it could really, like, they fuck their kids up big time, man.
Yeah, they do.
And then everyone gets to hear about it because it's like, such kid is a piece of shit, or he's in jail.
I worry about the Kardashian kids a lot, honestly. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, God, wait, no.
Speaking of, I like the recent flip of it where, Roddy's boy Elon has I think his oldest kid is trans and
for real?
Just went on the record and said legally changing their name first name for gender purposes and then last name for like I'm not in touch with my dad. I never want to like be in touch with my dad and I'm just like so right now going through the process of and actually, it probably is a good window into why he's triggered by anything woke or anything that's progressive or like, because, it's just.
Yeah, because he had a trans kid change his name to Brian Fuck Musk. And there you go.
Yeah, that'd be baller.
Yeah, that'd be a nice last name.
Ugh, what a terrible man. Terrible face.
Terrible product too. The Cybertruck. Have you seen that piece of shit?
Yeah.
There's been videos where folks are walking around and with their iPhone, so it's not like it's not even let's just say the highest quality, right? It's not someone like a professional videographer. It's just someone with their iPhone walking around their truck, almost doing like I'm dropping off at the dealership. This is the video I saw. And they have blue tape marked on all like the errors. Almost like someone would do it for like a home inspection.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was just blue tape all over the shit. And when he zooms in with the iPhone, again, lesser quality, but you can immediately see
mismatch, but metal.
And like, dude, if they hit a biker, you're talking about a flying fucking piece of foil. Oof. Like it's going to slice somebody in half because the edges don't meet and they're not like mitered or they're not like welded. It's just like
y'all don't get it though because he's playing four dimensional chess.
Yeah,
oh, right.
Like y'all don't understand. Guy's a genius.
It's not supposed to be welded together. Yeah,
yeah. You got
to
be a genius to understand
your shins.
Yeah. When you hit someone, you're supposed to slice them in half because then it's easier to put them together if it's a clean slice. Yeah. But if you do this other like angling kind of stuff, you need a clean slice, and that's what he does.
You know, I feel like if Erica saw that truck in person. She do what I heard her say one time, and it was absurd.
What?
She was like, it's artful. But she was like, I forgot what she was trying to compliment. I think it was something I did or wrote or had. And she's like, it's artful. And that's, well, I think that like, would be the opinion on the truck.
It's like, it's like if you asked a middle school boy to draw a cool futuristic truck. And then they would draw a jagged ass looking thing. And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense, homie. Like,
he's like, no, I'm going to do that.
You pat him on the head. You tell him, you know.
He's like, then I'm going to do that shit, you know, like the stainless steel refrigerator. I'm going to make it out of that shit. Yeah. And you're like, what? Wait, why? Wait, that's what it looks like.
Like, just because they can doesn't mean they should. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
It's actually that. I think I used to try to draw the Escalade released a pickup truck when I was a kid, and that shit was just like hit the streets wild.
I want Elon to design a bicycle, because you know how you used to draw a bicycle and it never made any sense. Like, think in your head
even better.
What a bicycle would look like if you just drew it. It would
square,
make
square wheels.
It would be a triangle with like, yeah.
Get on board, dog. Get on board with square wheels. You don't know. You don't know nothing about that.
Clunk, click, clunk.
Yeah, you never felt that click, clack. And once you get that rhythm going, oh, man.
That's how real men ride bikes. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
You want that smooth stuff? I want my taint bruised.
Wait.
When I'm done riding my bike.
We're taking that clip right there. I want my taint bruised. Ooh. Out of context. And that's the clip.
That wasn't even good context to say that.
No, I don't think people need to know more than just that clip. That's it. I want my taint bruised. That's it.
That sounds like a poem. I want my taint.
That's what I did. I want my taint bruised by the time I get to work on my bike.
I thought the soundbite would be, I want my taint bruised when I ride a bike. I thought that was a great soundbite. And then he chopped it further. Yeah,
there you go.
I wonder who else has uttered that phrase.
No one.
Many people.
It's a fucking Roddy character. Yeah, I'm sure it's been many.
He just trademarked it.
Sorry. Now people are going to say it, put it on t-shirts and stuff.
It's going to be like, hello.
Yeah. We gotta get some merch.
Is
that gonna go on?
That's number one.
That's the first t-shirt.
Yeah.
There's a medical term for that area.
Perineum.
There it is, because I heard it on like pharmaceutical commercial.
It sounds like a flower, and it's like furthest thing from it.
It's delicate. Yeah,
it's very delicate.
There's like pharmaceutical commercials. It's like there's a side effect, and they're like it might blah 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 the perineum, and they describe it's like it's the area between the genitals and the anus. Like,
do you remember?
That's something you don't want. Yeah.
Do you remember Doritos in the 90s, maybe early aughts? Doritos. It was like a different kind of. You know when they try to put a product out there that's beyond the classic Doritos.
Yeah.
And it was like the one, whatever they were using in the ingredients was like, would cause anal leakage.
Olestra.
Yeah, Olestra.
Olestra.
Yeah. Wow. Olestra. It was wow. The chips were just called wow.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be healthy. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
You know, lower when fat, you're, all that.
Is it healthy when your anus leaks?
Yeah. Well, you're lighter.
I guess these are chips. Potato chips.
Yeah. No.
Man, that's a big consequence.
No potato ever
eating
saw
chips.
That. No.
Like, damn.
It was like an oil that was like less fat. So it was like, and it tasted good, right? But they couldn't get around the anal leakage.
The FDA was like, hey, you can sell these, you got to tell them about the butt stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
They're like, you have to tell them about the leakage.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow.
Wow. Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Fascinating.
Don't bruise your tape.
To No Chingas. It's been maybe a couple weeks or so. We're happy to be back. We are the podcast where Erica L. Sanchez and the gang talk about outrageous shit that makes you say No Chingas, positive things that make you say Si Chingas, even though that's not really a saying or a dicho.
No, everything I made in between. It up.
We made it up. It's great. I think people get the premise by now, so I'm
it's so that, stupid.
That makes me happy.
I still don't know what no chingues means. So
come on, no chingues.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chingando.
I don't know.
You should just know from context, from how we use it.
I don't know. Like, so I went and went out to the store and picked up some no chingues with my mom.
Yep.
Yeah. So did I do that right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yep.
$3 a pound. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then chingaderas is just our miscellaneous in between what have yous, little doodads.
Doodads. Knickknacks.
And I am Jorge. I am wearing Outcast Crocs just to show you how old and young I am. I'm right in the middle in that weird place of, yeah.
My goodness.
I'm Martin Malecho, PhD in pendejadas from Danny Trejo University. And I just heard that Scientology Center has just opened up in Chicago. I think it's happening this weekend. So I just want to just let them know if anybody's listening.
No that good. I Press the button.
I'm interested. Call me. I want Tom Cruise to just give me a phone call. I'm interested, you know.
You just want to be wanted. I get it.
I'm open. It's like
there's better ways, though.
I like going to timeshare sales sessions.
Oh, my God. That's what it is.
He doesn't buy, but he goes weekly.
They have good coffee. They do have good coffee.
They show him enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They still got those styrofoam cups, which for me is the best. That's when the coffee is at its peak.
Terrible.
I love a little microplastic.
So, Tom Cruise, call me. Yeah.
And those little straws?
I'll give you his number. We're already
talking. Oh, yeah, way too thin for anything?
Yeah, for anything.
Yeah. What up, it's Roddy. Y'all know I'm here. I'm here for the kids. I got to give him some game right here because it's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
I really don't want to be here, though, but I just,
you know.
Thanks for
you seem to have a lot of fun, though. Yeah. That's the thing.
You're very punctual, actually. I will say you're really always here, like, on time and every week and...
Yeah.
I have more fun when I'm not on this podcast, so how about that?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's hurtful. It's hurtful.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, well, I'm Erica L. Sanchez, and I have been officially diagnosed with ADHD.
No. Give it up. Give it up for ADHD.
I'm sorry. That was, I'm sorry.
There we go.
There
you go.
There it is. Give it up.
We laughed at you. Sorry. They're both yellow buttons. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll live.
You probably already forgot about
how
it.
How did this?
Yeah, I don't even know. You should have remembered which button it was anyway.
How did this revelation, this new piece of, how did it land?
It landed.
Were you totally surprised and caught off guard?
I was not. And it all made sense. And now looking back on my life, I'm like, oh, of course. Of course. And had I known, maybe my life would have been different and easier in some form. But yeah, I'm just kind of astounded by what I was able to complete with ADHD because, like, my attention span is so terrible. It's bad.
Are you on drugs now?
Yeah. And it hasn't kicked in because I did something really stupid the other day.
Actively doing drugs right now? Like when we just took a break, you went to the bathroom. Were you doing drugs?
The Adderalls?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not even on any stimulants. It's another kind.
Oh, I see.
So
wrong drugs. Okay. My bad.
Anyway, I hope it works. I hope it helps me because I'm a fucking disaster. I went to the store today without my credit cards and I'm like about to pay and I realized, oh no, I forgot it because I put it in another little sack. You know, it's the fuck, man?
And you were able to barter with them?
Yeah. I sold locks of my hair.
Oh. Bet you looked a little different.
Oh my God.
Put in little plastic bags and it's just.
The creepiest corner store of all time.
Yeah, where was this?
I thought as a writer you like told him a riddle or something.
Riddle, I like that.
I'll give you three locks of my hair for the price of these oranges.
It's like trolls from the like fairy tales and shit living under a bridge.
Yeah, every time you pass this bridge, you have to trade me an orange.
That's the kind of shit I get into though, man.
Wait, I want to ask you though.
That's the most crazy shit to say to that. Barter with them and gave them some locks of my hair. I had nothing.
I had like, oh, I guess I had my leather jacket. I should have just given
them a patch of leather.
My beloved leather jacket.
Wait, knowing what I know about it, I'd be curious if you think it's been both an obstacle and like a super strength, because I think when you find like passion in something, you go 1,000 miles a minute at it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But when something's not interesting, it could be something like as routine and necessary as like the dishes or like, you know, your your shoes are by the door. And that's where I think folks that struggle with this, like, their brain just doesn't process anything that's non-urgent or non-interesting.
It's like, I'll do it later. Like, if the dishes are piled and I have an inkling to write or to read something or to just fuck around, like, it's just not going to happen.
So you tune out when you don't find something interesting?
Yeah.
Okay, shit, because I haven't listened to shit since you started talking.
Oh, my God. I saw it coming.
That was worse than Aldi's, I think.
Yeah, damn.
That was cheap.
No, but it's hard for me to really pay attention to people when just they're whack, you know?
It refuses to stop.
Like,
oh yeah,
I would go to meetings when I worked in the corporate world briefly. I would sit there and just like stare out the window and look at the sky and be like, wow.
So would like networking be impossible, especially when people are nothing but professionals? Because you ever gone to those places? Everyone's like,
yeah,
here's my business card. Here's what I do. I'm like, but who are you though? Like, you know what I mean? Without that, like, you're probably zonk the fuck out.
I don't care. If you come at me and you're full of shit, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't even register you. Like, I just can't. But anyway, yes, a curse and a blessing, because, you know, I've written books because I get hyper focused and I'm obsessive really sometimes with my work. And that's just how I am. And my brain's weird.
Are you ever worried that, like, maybe that is why you're so good at it? And like, if you stop, like,
damn,
dude, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's a thing.
Saying like the meds are going to fuck it up?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you're like, you'll be, you know, less sort of.
It's like limitless, but backwards.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Think about that? No, I have thought about it, but I don't really worry about it because I've taken all sorts of antidepressants and it's like, I'm still me.
Yeah.
I'm still writing my ass off, you know, like no matter what. And I feel like, you know, living, because sometimes when you're so depressed, you don't even, you're like, what's the point of anything? I couldn't write when I was like deeply depressed. So yeah, it's cool to have medication that helps me feel like a fucking person, you know, and makes my life easier. And like, I have an IUD. I think that's fucking amazing. I think it's changed my life because I don't have a period anymore. You know, like, that's made my life so much easier. It's amazing. So why not?
It's pretty, pretty easy for me without a period, I have to say, thus far.
So, yeah. Yeah. If you have like a horrific period, like I used to have, an IUD is an option. I'm just putting it out there.
It's also... I could be totally off because I don't know.
You can start a lot of sentences like that, but yeah. Go ahead.
No, wouldn't the IUD storks be bring the only... IUDs
too?
Yeah, the storks bring
after
them.
After the baby, they bring an IUD?
The only or one of the only non-hormonal options? Am I getting right?
Yeah, you could get a non-hormonal kind.
Which
just what a lot of people prefer.
Yeah. Wasn't off base. Chill, y'all.
I don't even know what a hormone is, dog. Yeah. So just chill.
Hasn't even gone through puberty yet.
Yeah, I'm still.
His voice is going to change one day.
He's going to be like, what's up?
What's up, man? Yeah.
That'll change in the other direction.
I guess it's going to be really weird. Finally kicked in.
What if your voice goes up like 5 octaves?
It's like, oh, no. More hormones, I guess.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anyway.
Wow.
Oh, man. Just keep laughing. I love it. I'm so funny. I know. Guys, stop. Stop. Okay. Enough. All right. Chill.
They're not going to stop.
Chill out. It was good. I know it was good, but that's enough. Thank you. Thank you.
You have fans out there.
That's right. I'm sure that's what it's like at home when people listen. I'm sure it just...
That's
like
the power of having the laugh button closest to you. I like that. I'm going to say something. I'm eyeing that clap button. I'm about to say something. I'm going to clap for myself. Okay.
You already fucking done that like eight times. The buttons.
Yeah. I don't know the buttons.
This is ableist against me.
We could label them.
Yeah, we could put a little...
We choose not to.
But if we bought a little label... if we bought a label maker, you would probably misplace it. So, baby steps.
Well, that is certain. Yeah.
that's a cool one. Are we no Chingus, right?
Yeah.
I got one that's not as cool, but I want to just give you my personal inflation tracker that I didn't realize was my personal, like, shit's getting out of hand tracker.
Oh boy.
I forgot where I was. It wasn't like an airport, or I wasn't in like some crazy city. I was at some normal place, and I think the burger was $17.
Just and regular ass burger?
It's a regular ass burger. It wasn't even that good. And I'm like, we're about to have $20 burgers. We're at $5 tacos, $3 burgers. And I just want to call it out because those are really good, like, human inflation trackers. We're like, shit is not stopping at all.
I think people have been talking about how McDonald's specifically used to be the go-to. You know, when you had the dollar menu and shit, and you're just like, I'm hungry, I don't want to spend a lot of money, I'm going to go to McDonald's. And
got me through college.
People are saying now, like, that shit ain't true anymore. Like, I'm going to go there. And somebody was saying that they went, you know, it was like Lent, and they bought a couple, what do they call the filet-o-fish? Which, hey, man.
They got rebranded. No?
I like the filet-o-fish. I will die on that hill. But but they were saying, like, I bought, like, 3 filet-o-fish, and it was, like, fucking $20, right? Oh, or $17 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
They're not even good.
Yeah, that place is reliable, consistent, but it should cheap was always part of their offering.
Yeah, they lost it.
The one that pains me though is now that I'm getting older, is thinking about the Happy Meals, because I used to think about them in a different context. Like, that was cool, fucking food and a toy.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about like how clutch it was for parents between jobs and basketball practice school pickup and picking up your other cousin who needs a pickup. It was just all these jams your folks were in, and maybe some of y'all were in before it was astronomical. But you were basically buying food and a toy between point A and point B. I think that's pretty powerful.
Yeah,
no,
that shit was hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you where you're gonna go now. It's equally as terrible for you, but I did. One of my children had never tried KFC because I just was not, you know. I get another fried chicken, obviously, but I was like, we're not going to fuck with it. We're just not going to do that. You know, we've been a Popeye's family for a little while, you know. And and I was like, this shit is, like, not that good around here.
Yeah.
We haven't have a combination Taco Bell KFC right by her house.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, very fortunate for us to have a combination KFC Taco Bell. So we went. And you could get like a bucket of fried chicken and a bunch of biscuits and shit and like some sides and shit for like very. I was like, this shit was the cheapest shit.
Really?
Also, everyone got diarrhea, but it was the cheapest fucking.
Hey, you know,
everyone's stomach hurt and shit for real, but it was the cheapest shit. And I was like, oh shit, okay. Like,
saved you money in the moment and saved you money because they probably weren't hungry for a good while after.
They didn't eat for 3 days.
Yeah, it's fucking genius.
Got calories and a reset.
They called it the recession special.
It was a detox.
The combination, though, I want to share that I went in super like I was walking on eggshells. I remember pulling up to the drive-thru. It was the same exact, not the same location, but the same exact combination. It was like KFC, Taco Bell. And I felt like a little ass fucking kid. I was like, they're like, can I help you? And I was like, am I allowed to order from both?
Oh my God.
Like, of course. What the fuck was I thinking?
It's like, well, so we're a combination.
Can you
KFC
add,
Taco Bell.
All right. Along the same lines, are you able to ask them to get a little bit like crazy with shit? So you're like, I want the I don't know what they have at Taco Bell.
I want beans on my chicken.
Give me the chimichanga, but I like the mashed potatoes right on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do shit like that? Like, if you're high as hell.
If you like people spitting your food, then you can do that kind of shit over there.
I don't mind it.
If you're into that. If you like that flavor, that sort of umami sort of flavor to your meal.
A sort of viscous umami situation.
Is it like a Lestra?
I'm going to pivot real fast.
Is it going to,
Wait, you would like this, and I heard this, and I can't believe I haven't mentioned it to you. I saw a bit of folks going around and thinking about words that sound like they are. And I only remembered right now, because viscous sounds exactly how viscous is.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful word.
That's what
like
I'm
going to
name my next kid one. Viscous.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like needle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, language is so beautiful.
Man, I don't want, I know we don't want to talk about it, but like Taint.
That was
Taint.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I don't know why.
Because you know, because it is.
Roddy, you're fixating.
It is. It's just a perfect example. You don't bring that up if you don't want people to say Taint. Don't bring up that concept.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pivot argue with that. To Cermak Fresh Market, formerly known as Cermak Produce.
We were talking about that like the last time we were
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
I was just there doing my Sunday shopping, and lo and behold, several white people just without a care in the world, just all over the store.
It's from that video we talked about.
Yes.
But so can you explain this video? Like, it was really big viral like that? Like,
it was, but I think both, like, in earnest and then in troll.
Oh, okay.
Because it was literally a paid influencer. And I think, although Cermak Produce is a, like, long-standing Mexican market, I think they're, like, Greek-owned. So, I mean, they're running a business, and they've done a great job, and... I think they paid this influencer to do a little like
this is
cross
wait. It's Greek owned. This is news to me. Yeah. I just assumed it was.
Yeah,
no, I thought I was supporting my people.
No, so it's not like
you are.
I wanted to give that. That's what I mostly know.
Okay,
we're gonna
highly think. Yeah,
allegedly,
all of this
allegedly.
Is
alleged. Yeah, the entire podcast is alleged.
Yeah. Don't take
one,
this seriously.
One big swipe
and any
everything taken care of.
I only wanted to share that detail wouldn't matter in other contexts, but it matters because. You know, listeners would be like, well, a Mexican grocery store, like, hired this, like, white influencer as their first, like, cross post on Instagram. Like, no, there's context there. And it went semi-viral, and then it took off from the trolling.
It yeah, worked, because I was like, wait, all these people looking like their parents fucking have lawyers and shit.
And you were there, like, the week before or whatever, like, a couple weeks ago, and yeah, it was just regular.
It was just super regular.
Wow.
Yeah, like I would see sometimes so, like working class white people, but these were not.
Are you implying that they shouldn't be allowed in the store? Yeah. So is yes, this like is reverse it, racism?
Exactly. No,
it's like the olden times when they had like the signs up that we weren't allowed in places. Is right. that what you're advocating?
Yeah,
I just want you to say it.
It's interesting. I mean, like, is that always like could this be good in some way? To some extent.
It could be.
We know what happens. So that's the only problem is we know what's going to happen. Step, yeah. We've already seen it. Yeah.
So,
the fucking prices on tomatoes go up 3 times. Damn.
Yeah. And then regular people right.
can't buy
go.
Tomatoes.
God right. damn it, Gretchen.
But like, do you think,
that's an old lady.
She's going to be there. There's like a stage where it's like, that's the argument for it. There's a stage where it's sort of like, there's like a lot of money getting exchanged over there. Yeah, a lot of
mm-hmm.
and people that are living there are making money, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait, why are we moving like out west again? Like, wait, what happened? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't wanna see that happen.
It just sounds like maybe they're trying to shift their clientele so they could perhaps charge more money. Allegedly.
No, and then no, truthfully, though, it could be chicken or the egg, too, because we always talk about capitalism, and it doesn't...
Right.
It's relentless. It doesn't... It's not mean to us and then not mean to this, like, family business.
Right.
It's, again, if tacos are $5, burgers are $17, whatever produce they're getting wholesale still has gone up since we were kids. So, like, it sucks that it's outpacing everyone. So, to your point, I'm actually trying to, like... feel for the family who's trying to probably find a different audience. But I don't think... I hope they stay loyal to the folks that stay loyal to them for so long.
Because, like, they're fickle. I don't fucking believe they'll just keep going there.
I mean, also, like, another thing, like, outside of the economics and the capitalism part, it's, like, this stuff, they have, like, shit for, like, Mexican people. There. Like that you... It's hard to find somewhere else.
Right,
there's, like, a lot of that shit. So, like, you'll start maybe... You'll start to see if that shifts.
If it disappears, like, your chile ancho is going to disappear. Yeah. Instead, you're going to get like, I don't know, what do white people like to eat? Meatloaf?
I'm going to be really unwell if
warm
this
milk
happens.
Yeah. Room temperature milk and meatloaf. That's the whole store.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's just going to be room temperature milk and meatloaf.
Damn. In cups or?
Is that a business idea? Do you think we could make, like, we'd probably make a killing.
Depends where.
Just like that's kids, it. Kids that you would, that oh, you, that you white kids you went to their house, just when you're a kid, like just flock to this place.
Oh my god, I would love to meet them.
Just like I saw them. I saw
Jimmy,
them
what's up? I thought I might see you. Yeah, what's dude, going on, man?
Yeah, if you build it, they will come. Kind of shit.
Like, oh my god.
Wait, your boy will show up. The one that the one that shit on himself.
Oh, Blippi?
Derek.
Derek. Oh, my god. I'm like, Blippi?
Someone say meatloaf.
He took the dump on someone's chest.
Whoa, that's...
What? Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah. Blippi.
I tuned out for like a half second.
He's
and
the
you
one
just
that shit on Derek?
What is...
No, that's wait, another story.
You know two people that shit on...
No.
Themselves and
no,
others?
No.
Shitting on yourself is one thing, but others?
I have children. I know the Blippi tale. I know the Blippi lore.
What is it? Please fill us in, because I have no idea what fuck anybody's talking about.
All right. I don't know. Okay, first, let me premise this. I know Blippi's a very powerful man, very rich man. If you don't,
I don't know what a Blippi is.
Our lawyer said, let him tell it.
If you Google...
Censored.
If you Google Blippi, Blippi is it's for people
I don't
who,
think I want to.
People who don't have children. Blippi is like this guy who like dresses in like bright orange and just acts. He just acts like a 3-year-old. But like the first time you see it is extraordinarily off-putting.
A grown man acting like
this show.
This is like and then like
your description is off-putting. I can't see how this goes.
He wears
like suspenders, and it's like it's not like he's talking to children. It's like he acts like a kid, like really weird. And so he'll just. It started off on like YouTube, I think, and so he'll just go into like like an indoor play place.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, you know, blah, 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 in Seattle, Washington. And then he'll just, like, fuck around
going
in
to
there.
Character and shit?
And then, yeah. And then, like, kids love, like, 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds and shit, like, love this shit. And it's really weird, but...
My daughter included.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there you go. So the man who does it, though, he is came up in the era, like, Jackass and stuff like that, right? So he used to do a character.
Okay.
I don't remember saying. I just went. This is on his Wikipedia.
It's
so
just getting weird. The more you talk, the weirder it gets. But go ahead.
But he made a video where for this that kind of shock, where he shit on his friend's chest. Okay. I don't want to have to say it again.
Hey, that's how he got his nickname. He dropped the Blippi, and the rest is history.
Was he wearing suspenders?
I don't know. I haven't seen the video.
And I don't think you should.
No.
But I actually found this out from like, I had a coworker like tell me, I was like, oh my God. I was like, man, my kids were just Blippi like that. And she was like, you know.
And are you telling
me? I was like, wait, I'm like, and I thought she was bold. I was like, this is so absurd that you must be bullshit.
And cancel culture never got him?
No, I mean, it was all consensual. It was just weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, that's sick. Know. That's almost like if my kids and they were like, man, this fucking guy is so cool. He goes to the store and he makes this funny voice and he buys like weird candy. And I go, that's fucking Steve-O, dude. Like, that's fucking, like, you don't know about that.
Here's one other thing about Blippi that y'all must know. When I said that, I had to apologize. Blippi is very, Blippi's like, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
I'm sure.
Like, off the licensing of a shit. And it's like, there's like a fucking musical playing this motherfucker. There's like other dudes playing Blippi. Like, sir, forgive me. I'm just saying the facts. I don't want to beef with any rich white man like that.
So his,
and then his homie walked so he could run. Yeah.
And that's what I wonder. I hope the guy that took it on the chest, I hope that he gets a percentage or something.
Can we walk it back and say, Erica seemed, the most disturbing thing for Erica seemed to be the suspenders. And now that I'm hearing the whole story, there are other things to be upset about or bothered by
that have
nothing to do with very practical ways to keep your pants up.
Yeah. That's the fashion of it is
weird. This shit is really weird. Wow. I'm sorry I had to. I could have gone my entire
ass life not knowing that, and I would have been just fucking fine.
Yeah. And haven't told the kids yet.
Oh my God!
That day's gonna break.
Yeah,
their
I don't
heart.
Know.
That's
don't
a
know.
Coming of age yeah, moment right there.
It's like birds and the bees.
Yeah. Either you tell Blippi them or they're gonna learn about it on the streets.
Oh
man.
My God!
Yeah, you'd rather them learn about it at home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's true.
Yep. So you know,
shit.
They might hear, damn, you know, the story told in the wrong way.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's right.
Damn, that shit would blow my mind.
You know,
it'd be like, hey, you know Steve from Blue's Clues? I'd be like, yeah. Oh, no. And they'd be like, well,
he's into snuff yeah. films.
He once shat on his homie's chest. And I'd be like,
yo, this is a really weird episode, yeah. guys, that we're having here. It's very, yeah. I don't know.
You know what?
I'll say where we've been.
I don't like any of this, but like, we've been like thematically on point.
Yeah.
Like, we've been consistent. And there seems
if
to be
anything.
There's a through line. There's a through line here. I don't like the through line. Don't get me wrong. We shouldn't be talking about any of this shit. But there is a fucking consistency to it.
Yeah.
No, it's. I'm assuming some of our audience has kids, and they're like, and they love Blippi. So don't tell your kids. But just know, just
we're all adults.
Just like, yeah, just
but you should know.
Or maybe you should radical honesty, right? Hey, little baby.
Hey, little 1.5
grown
year old
man took a big poo poo on another grown man. You know,
so you know how we tell you to go poo-poo's in the potty? Yeah. Well, he did it.
Like, remember that one time you just like pooped on the floor? Like, imagine if there's like a body underneath you when you did that.
With that information, they're like, well, I could just go anywhere. If Blippi, who we all admire, went on a person's chest, I can just go anywhere.
It's going to undo so much hard work by a lot of parents.
So I think it's an empowering message. I think Jorge's right.
If you believe in yourself, you can poop anywhere?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, you can do that and then still fly private jets when you're like 40.
Jesus.
You know?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a nice little life. Yeah. Shit. And it all started with one giant dump.
Hey, what if that's where his agent found him? Like, what if his agent was like, "You're brilliant.
I see something in you.
Kids would love you."
What about if we pivoted? Just a small pivot. Yeah. I think it'll work. Hear me out. Suspenders. We'll start with suspenders. Okay, I know you don't like that, but let me tell you the next part.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's just
so disturbing.
Not okay.
I'm happy to learn this today. I hope listeners are half happy at least.
We're here to inform.
There's no way anybody's still listening. There is no fucking possible. I'm trying to force. I'm in this room and trapped. Otherwise, I would not be listening to this
shit. It's one of the most shocking things. Like, it's truly one of the things. Like, someone told me at work, and I was like, it was one of the few things where I was like, this cannot be true.
You thought you were getting fucked with a little bit.
I was like, this cannot be true. And it was a person who, like, normally doesn't talk about shit like that. And she's like, no. And I was like, no. And so, like, I waited till I got home and I Googled it, and it's true. I didn't want to be like, Google took shit on person's chest?
You can do that on the work Wi-Fi.
I was going to say, can I put out a disclaimer? If you're listening to us on the work Wi-Fi, don't Google this on the work Wi-Fi. That's a good point. Like, their computer, you just don't do that.
It's true. We've confirmed, and just wait a little bit.
Wait till you get home.
Conducted.
I'm actually afraid of what kind of ads are going to run off of, like, because I know they do all kinds of weird algorithms, like, off of this transcript. I'm terrified of what ads you might see. So, again, I'd like to apologize for that as well.
I'm worried about
brought
our phones.
To you by Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. I'm worried about our phones who listen to us. Yeah. Like, oh, you're into chest dumps? I got some ads for you, buddy.
And suspenders?
Yeah. Oh, it's another anxiety added to my fucking list. Like, there you go. Another one.
Shit. Oh, all right. Shit. Another no chingas. Yeah,
please,
switch it up.
Whew. I got one.
That has to be good luck. Just saying.
Enough.
The fucking Orange Hitler is out and about doing his Orange Hitler thing.
He's flipping shoes, dog.
He's flipping those fucking dope-ass shoes. So that's a no chingas in and of itself.
Yeah.
But he's, again, we talked about this before. He's pulling from, like, Mein Kampf, essentially, and just, like, all the shit that he's doing. He is now walking around talking about migrant crime and villainizing anyone. Obviously, he's talking about brown migrants, right? He's not talking about his many ex-wives who are all migrants and shit like that.
They did it right, okay?
And they did it the right way. And of course, not if it matters to you, the data obviously shows that every one of these places where they've had an influx of migrants, the crime rate has gone down. But that's for those of you who enjoy truth. you know, who like to actually like know what the fuck is going on.
I dabble.
If you're one of those people, you know,
I dabble.
But
in that.
But it's clearly the villainization of like immigrant. It's working though, because one of the top concerns of like the average voter is immigration. So you're talking about people who are impacted 0% by immigration, who are living in states that are nowhere near a border, who are still petrified. So the more that they've been villainizing and shit like that, but of course, I'm just making the point, it has no basis in actual reality. Mm-hmm. But of course, they don't want that. They don't give a fuck if it is or isn't. They just want the narrative of the evil brown immigrant.
I mean,
is there food like too delicious for them, or what's going on?
Perhaps.
But also, people think that the migrants that came here are trying to come illegally. They're seeking asylum.
They are
like,
yeah.
So they're going, like, this is the process that you follow. You come and show up, present yourself. They're not like, there are people that are trying to come across because of what happens when you go to asylum. You get shipped off to places and stuff, but like, these are people that submitted for asylum at the border to say, hey, I'm here, I'll die if I get sent back home.
Yeah.
So I'm coming to seek asylum here. You know, what do I need to do? Oh, shit, I'm on a bus to a city that I wasn't even... This wasn't part of my plan, even though I have very little anything to really plan. You know what
Could
I'm saying?
Could you imagine that with children?
Mm-hmm. And yep.
Recently, I saw a very young man with his son, and the son was disabled. He was in a wheelchair, and he was telling me that he rode the trains. With his son. And I was like, but like, how did you manage that? He's like, I just held him.
That is fucking wild. That is all of the stuff. Yeah. Like when you hear the stories, you hear the reasons why people come, right? Who is going to voluntarily leave their country, their culture, their families, unless it's such a, like a dire situation and go through all this? I don't know. I don't know what narrative is running through people's heads that people are coming here with like malicious intent and they're just coming here to commit crimes. And I know why those narratives are there, because they've been over the course of generations put out there. Right. Like, so it's just disgusting. Every fucking,
like, it doesn't make any, like, even that narrative doesn't make any sense. Like, people are coming to work because they hear, like, you, because we fucking, the American dream, like, come here, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is where you do, if you work hard. So motherfuckers are coming to work hard and getting spit on because of it. They're like, I'm trying not to die.
It's our whole PR shtick.
Right. But not you.
Right. What other countries saying, hey, you know, we'll, you know, like, work hard here and you can succeed like that. That's been our whole shit for the whole founding, the entire country. The only problem is they just met, like, white people. They just really weren't talking about us. Like, we were not
like the founding fathers. Yeah. Like, they didn't mean
the irony
for black people.
Right. They're like, whoa, no, that's not what we meant.
And
that's
the irony crazy. Was they didn't even mean it for white people back then. It's not like when Italians got here and the Irish got here, they're like, oh, y'all are welcome. Come on through. And we're going to make this, you know, we're going to accommodate you and make sure that you're doing this country. That myth is full. It's just actual bullshit from its inception. It's never been a welcoming place for anyone. And now, obviously, you throw in brown folks and you add that level of like additional xenophobia, it's even worse.
It has been welcoming for exploitation.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Do you know what I mean? So like we need
companies don't succeed.
We literally need your bodies here from slavery to
the program's a great example.
We need your bodies. Yeah. But we really, really don't need anything else from you at all. So please get the fuck away from us. Like that's really the history of this shit when you think about it. Like,
Slavery is clearly a great example. The Bracero one, I think, in terms of policy, is a great example because it's like migration was illegal, but we need these farm workers in Southern California, so you're good for it if you're doing that. That's kind of what that's
until you're not. Until you're not, right? Yeah.
No, Bracero program is so again. I think it was a time where migration was similar to now, and it was illegal or very difficult and very like rigorous. And it was a whole process, but they would gloss over that for folks who were willing to come from Mexico and work the field in Southern California for like 12 hours a day in the sun, picking fruit off the floor, no like handy tools, no smart machinery, just like straight up bending over for 12 hours a day, picking shit with their hands.
Being fumigated.
Yeah, being fumigated, given like shitty living. They would be promised all these things that they never got.
Cancer causing things dumped on them.
Yeah.
So a lot of the fumigation and also the pesticides were cancerous. Just fucking getting fucked every which way. But it was the fact that migration was not cool till they needed it.
Well, so
yeah, it was like a permit.
But they worked hard, and then they were able to move there with their families and like buy houses and stuff, right?
And well,
then,
they were promised a lot, and they had to sue. I think I had a grandfather who was one, and I remember going to a protest or march or something. They were still trying to get their money like decades later. Like, it was like a lot of promises that never came through. So it was a con.
Like, what happened? Like, what happened? So
they would, from what I understand, they would take 10% of their earnings to put it in some sort of account that they would later
give them, right? Most of them never saw
it. Let's call it a
farm worker pension, right? Is that kind of what I'm sensing?
Something like that. But they never received it. And then...
The other side of this, of course, is like when there's necessary labor to be done, exceptions like this are made or whatever. And again, it's still hostile and it's still exploitative and all this other bullshit. Then you get to the other extreme, and then you have something like Operation Wetback, which happened in Texas. Because I hear a lot of people talking, and the only reason I bring it up is I hear a lot of people talking about like this motherfucker, the Orange Hitler, is out there and talking and villainizing and immigrants and migrants, anybody who's coming over and doing all this stuff. And people are like, well, he's only talking about those who did it illegally, which is its own conversation and that's bullshit. But what ended up happening during Operation Wetback is they decided we are deporting. Again, there was xenophobia, there was hatred, there was all these things. So then there was a massive push to get rid of anyone who is here, undocumented or documented, it didn't fucking matter. Citizens were sent across the border and deported. So I'm like, if you think that fucking Stephen, what the fuck is this? Trump's right hand,
Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller, the fucking that motherfucker.
Oh, his bald ass.
Allegedly bald.
You don't think he wants to deport every fucking Mexican of any sort, documented or undocumented? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. He looks like a villain, man.
He looks like a movie villain for sure.
Those dead ass eyes. He looks like a shark with those fucking.
Wait, is that what the operation was called on paper?
It's called Operation Wetback.
Don't call me that. Damn, yeah, that's intense. On paper?
This is. It was implemented in 1954 and a short lived operation used military style tactics to remove Mexican immigrants, some of them American citizens, from the United States. So, again, when you're useful, you're useful. When you're not, you're not. Capitalism is fucking going to churn you out, and xenophobia is going to contribute to you being one of the people who we don't fucking need you. Get the fuck out of here.
It's just like, think about what it's all for. It's just like everyone of color is getting used in this system for, you know, the benefit of, you know, the good old American middle class that everyone keeps talking about.
I think about that a lot, and how like, we cannot escape it in any form. Like I mean, we can try, but it's white supremacy is embedded in everything. And people used to tell me that I made everything about race, and it was like, well, I live in the United States. That's just
where we invented it.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that you don't want to talk about race is more telling than anything.
Yeah, I've been told that so many times.
I'll make it about race. It's gonna be chaotic. You ready?
Oh.
If a black or brown person shat on their homie's chest,
oh my God,
they would never be allowed
to be a
kid's show on YouTube. Oh my God,
white privilege.
Only one way to find out. There's only one way.
That's an excellent point, though. I mean,
you'd have been canceled yesterday.
It's so exhausting just like existing in the world.
No, but it leads me to my no chingas, which we talked a little bit about last time. But
is it suspenders?
No, okay. We did not talk about suspenders last time. And I'm dropping the whole topic. I'm never talking about that man again. Let's say until the next time. All right. Anyway, my no chingas is the fucking old rappers endorsing or Trump in these weird ways. It's fucking
I've not heard any of this. I like, saw Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, Benny for Trump. Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne took that, you know, took that picture with him endorsing him. Snoop Dogg says something like their whole, I mean, their, more of their message is like, he's been pretty cool with me. Like, I met him one time and he was cool with me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I ain't really got a problem with him. It, like, that's that sort so of
ignorant.
Thing. And it's really a, you know, one thing you got to remember about dudes like that is that they're rich as fuck. And
rich for so long, yeah, too.
For a while. Like, all the old, these old, very popular rappers have been rich for a long time. And they
want their tax cut.
And then they run.
And they're out of touch, too.
They run in rich dude circles and shit.
Yeah.
They don't have the same problems.
Right. And they're like, I don't know. You ain't done nothing. He's been cool with me. Like, help me do some dumb bullshit. Like, you know. So, and like, it's just, like, silly. And it's, man, there's really, it just reminds me that there's just, like, a really incredible, like, propaganda war going on, like, all over, like. It's just like we are in it. We're in the moment of like, probably some of the most, because of the internet stuff, the way it's all set up, like just right now and the way and like exactly what's going on, it is like we're in like one of the most intense like propaganda like tornadoes I think that we, like we're gonna ever see in history.
Yep.
Like this shit is like,
we're gonna look back
real
at,
ill.
We're gonna look back at this era in the same way that you know I called him Orange Hitler earlier, and that's not, I don't think it's an exaggeration. I think he's cut from the same cloth. I think if given an opportunity, right now he's weaponizing xenophobia to activate his base because that fucking works. It's no fucking different. It's no fucking different. If you're excusing his behavior and you're excusing the things that he actually did, he pulled kids from families. The that entire party now is okay with people being pushed back into razor wire to die at the border, like just, and that's just one thing, right? Like you can pick any Muslim bands villainizing this group, you name it, they're doing it, and I'm like, this is Nazi level shit, and people are going along with it. So if you ever wondered, while you know, you learn about that time of in history, and you're like, well, how the fuck did that happen?
I'm like,
it happened like this,
You know, this is what I was trying to say. My real note triggers was the rappers, but it was really like the we're not going to vote thing. Because a lot of people were doing like that, I'm just going to abstain. And there's like a lot of things that are like, so like to me, it's like, well, and then like, what has Biden ever done for the black community? One time he said that thing, like, if you're black, you know, vote for a Democrat. You're like, I understand he said that one time, but like, but like, you're pretending like Trump is like
the same,
is like, like they're similar, even a little bit, like, and to say like, yes, when people say, you talk about race, it's all around us. Like, well, yeah, think of what we're voting for. We understand that. It's like, I'm not naive in saying that Biden is like our 80-year-old savior or some shit. I'm not some fucking moron, but like, I'm not trying to fucking pretend like that fucking orange asshole is going to be anything but some of the worst shit that might have ever happened to us in our generation, especially this time around. And so, like, and another thing just about the voting shit is, like, you have, like, it, okay, we could say that the national election is bullshit, but you need to vote in your local shit. Like, you must. Like, you need to.
Yeah.
And like, that, I'll just say. Like, so, and there will be clear differences in that shit and all kinds of stuff like that, because that's one of the things that these like Nazi motherfuckers do, is they get in the really hyper local level, and they start wars about like bathrooms in the high school and like bans and some fucking books and all kinds of fucking dumb shit.
Yeah,
or I'll even try to simplify why it's important to vote locally, because it's the reason I would do so much research locally. You think like, if it's this judge or this judge, like, you know, when you're young, you're like, what difference is it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, man, like, I've had like, as a youth, you know, just like stupid things come up and been out like scot-free and like as an adult, like clean record, whatever. But as a kid, like, shit happens and they criminalize you. I got yanked out of cars and beat up by cops, and you know, they'll throw a charge on you, and it's just like, damn, if you don't vote carefully, people's lives are changing.
That local shit is very tangible. That's like a one-to-one. Like, you can vote can vote for a person that'll literally fuck with you. Like that, like one-to-one. So like, you know what I mean? Like, so think about that shit when you're like, I'm going to abstain, and, you know, like, that's like, also, like, people, like, Trump, like, love to hear that. Oh, that you're not going to vote?
Yeah.
You're, like, well, so someone who's likely going to vote Democrat, you're not going
to
vote?
Because they're working really hard to keep you from voting, they're targeting people of color and trans people.
But forget the difficulty of voting. I'm thinking about, like, he loves to hear that. Trump would love to hear that because rich people have an ease of voting.
And they always vote.
If you're rich, you either like can
so
you know you yeah. take half a day off, whole day. They don't give a shit. You're, or you have a business. You can just like you can take the time. You're not an hourly worker who can't lose the day, who doesn't. A lot of people get the day to vote. I understand, but like they absolutely are guaranteed. Yes. A couple hours to go do it.
Mm-hmm. And, ours and where are the lines?
I gotta catch a bus.
Where are the lines that are 3-4 hour waits?
No, exactly.
It's not in those communities.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about like how hard it is for us. It's how easy it is for them. So we got
to
think about
it. And also, that's who politicians cater to because they always vote.
So
yeah. Always vote. And like, that's why
it's bullshit like, when someone's like
dude,
think about why they always vote.
Think about why they always don't want you to. Why they always make it hard for you? There's a reason for that. Because it's hard for them to fuck with that when it
happens. I have a question, or I don't even know if it's a question, but this came up recently. So the Black Panthers, right? The little bit that I know about the Black Panthers, they were very much counter, or like despite the fact that the narrative runs differently, they were inclusive. They were trying to actually like lean into the class dynamics and bring a coalition of people who are like. If you were poor, brown people, poor black people, poor white people, like y'all were in this same shit together. So you had, and a lot of this work was being done here in Chicago. So I know a little bit about it. Like the little bit that I know, I'm like, is that the angle that needs to happen? Right? Like how do we, I think there's something there where I feel like we talk about race and we talk about class and we almost talk about them like they're separate things. Obviously they're very much intimately intertwined, right? But I almost like look at the work of like the Black Panthers and go, is that what we should be working to establish? Do you think that would be a better approach to like align us all so we understand, hey, your struggle, even if it looks slightly different than my struggle, is the same struggle, right?
You know, I love the idea a lot in theory, but I think what would worry me is the same shit that happens,
yeah,
you know, within organizations where the white people take over, you know, and it's like, it's not about them.
You mean Mrs. Dolezal?
Oh, God. She's got an OnlyFans now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Oh. Oh, my. Yike.
He said that real quick.
Yeah. No, I mean, it would... Maybe work though.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think because I
it's
think,
like the nonprofit vibe you're worried about, like mm-hmm. where it always becomes
I think
that.
It's a fair fear because I think that is historically what happens, right? But if you could put people onto the same page and like craft some rhetoric and put some word, you know, some action out there,
I like that
consolidates groups. I think you take the. I don't know. Well, I don't know what I'm thinking.
I was thinking about this.
When I was talking about Harriet Jacobs, who was a slave who wrote, she's one of the few female slaves who wrote a contemporary like slave narrative. I talked about this a long time ago on here. But
yeah.
She was talking about how like there was a there was some slave revolt nearby, maybe in a state nearby, and then you know, all the white folks freaked out. And then there was a bunch of violence amongst like free blacks and other slaves, just anyone in the area. But it wasn't like the fucking rich people going in there, you know, riding in on a horse or whatever. They just sent all the poor whites to go in there, do it and take all their mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like they're just using y'all as like the henchmen. Like they're just riling y'all up with all this race shit.
It's to, a great
like,
example.
That message needs to be sent.
It was a concrete example of that. It's like the people that were running in to take all their shit from like black folks like had no shoes.
Right.
So all they are offering you is violence against brown folks. Like, yeah. do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that like really stuck with me. And I was like, man, this is like exactly what they do. Like, all these fucking broke motherfuckers in rural shit are voting against their interests with Trump. Trump, like, and it's like we know we can see how little a fuck he gives about them.
Oh my God. There's disdain.
Actual disdain. Yeah. He hates them. He can give a fuck about them. He only cares about himself. It's so obvious to us on the outside. But like they've been doing that. That's why whites.
That's the one thing you gotta. Yeah, if you give
like
a white person,
they like feel like this is exactly what it does. Like this has been years in the making of this shit. Like think about Trump is like everything he does, everything about has like nothing to do with them. He never gives a fuck about them. It's all cultural fucking bullshit.
If your children are starving and they're going to if you're white and your children are starving and they're going to terrible schools that are there's no like money for like supplied for it and everything else, and you live in just under terrible conditions, the one win that they give you is you're better than those folks though. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's a weapon to cleave, to make sure you divide people.
And it's their fault that your shit. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to give you work, but these motherfuckers it is their doing fault. It, like it's their fault that you're poor. And it's like, no, it's not. It's the rich. It's the fucking rich folk. Like they're fucking with you, man.
Yeah.
They're fucking with you.
That's and they're using like you. It. Like you said, they're using you.
Yeah.
And it's fuck like, with us. So get the fuck away from us, man. Fucking figure it out.
That last piece, I actually just remembered. Which is worrisome for the folks we're talking to. So a little bit of a pivot, if that's okay.
I don't agree with this.
Very much nothing, because I'll keep it quick, but I walked by a store at the airport that was probably your standard airport store. And it had, like, powered by... It was, like... I forgot the verbiage, but it was just, like, no checkout. Or, like, just, like, get and go. Or, like, something by, like, powered by Amazon. And there was only one store employee just like kind of watching the whole ordeal.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, they're now going to sell that into other businesses and make every business over time have one employee.
It's fucked up.
No, but like, same thing, but it was like, why? But like, I think the conversation was softly around like poor white folks. Mm-hmm. But like, y'all have some of those jobs too. Like this is going to become, it's already self checkout. Now we're talking about like, even if you grab your own shit, you can just walk out with it. It's going to minimize like y'all who were, so I want to just share that because they're going to be impacted and they should just.
They just
want to ring you dry, yes, man.
And the same rules apply. Like people of color fall victim to this shit just as easily as white people, right? Like, so I'm not, that's one of those things where I'm like, I'm looking at folks who then become like vehicles for white supremacy because they feel where I worked hard and look where I am now. They're going to fuck you over just as quickly. And so the fact that you're just buying the narrative and then furthering white supremacy.
It becomes like a violent pawn.
You're just
chess game.
Right. Yeah.
People don't think about the pawns. They don't care for them. They trade them for things.
Yes.
Like, it's not important to.
You're going to be victimized. You're not a person. You're not a person. You're a means to an end.
They don't care about you because all they care about is their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fucking life, though. Yeah. Jesus, that's so gross. Ugh.
Yeah, it makes me be like, going back to like those rappers who made it and wonder why everyone else they know didn't make it, even though they talk about them being dead or in jail. Like they literally, like they. This is the thing about rappers and rap. Yeah. It's like in their art, like they talk about, examine, explain, sometimes diagnose.
Yes.
And like even have ideas for the problems that they see. And then they're gonna be like, Trump sounds good for this shit. It's like hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
There's no integrity.
Yeah. Like y'all got there and then didn't take that additional step of like analysis and going like, oh shit, I'm just a pawn in this game.
It's like I literally learned about this shit. Why this is fucked up from you, motherfucker. And now you're Ice Cube's like, I don't know, like maybe you shouldn't vote. You know, both of them.
Fuck
out. I mean, Ice Cube. Like, he taught us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Fuck the Police?
Yeah.
Mr. Fuck the Police.
He taught us about it.
I don't know, man. I've had this discussion with Bill, too.
That's tough.
Like, Jay-Z might be the greatest rapper that ever lived, right? But if you look at the fucking narrative that he's selling, too, it's like black capitalism.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that ain't it either, man. Like,
I love Beyonce, but yeah.
Black and brown capitalism does not solve this fucking problem. That just means you want more black billionaires? I kind of see where you're coming from, but that doesn't solve it for everyone else.
Like, I think we need to like move on because it was that it's like we need to see examples of that for sure. We do. Mm-hmm. Of course we need to understand what it would look like. You need to give people like a model, but like that's not like that isn't Jay-Z's not fucking repeatable, dog. Like that's not
and the system and these are smart dudes. I'm like, you should be seeing that the system is meant to exploit. In order for you to be a billionaire, people have been exploited. You have been a part of a system that is built on white supremacy. So as much as you're going to celebrate that shit, I don't know, man. I don't think that's the way to go.
I mean, it's not like you should like it's complicated though too, because like he was born into what it was, and he like he talks about it. He's born into this shit, and he manipulated it to get to the top. But to not recognize the systems, like you still need to understand, like
that, yeah,
you,
not, you know, not everyone has it, like
yes. Right, like yeah, like, yeah, you're a badass motherfucker for sure, absolutely, you're brilliant and all that. Yes.
But someone
nah, I'm
more
not Jay-Z, dog. Yeah. I'm just a fucking guy.
And even if you are, let's say someone just as talented as him, we're assuming he's able to do the same thing.
Right.
The system is fair. Set up like motherfucker. You won the lotto. Yeah. Like
he knows he's lucky.
Like
too.
You won the fucking lotto.
Yeah,
just a hyper focus on. Capitalism, we always get back to it. It's like our
That's like the fucking.
But that's the trick,
it's our,
though.
It's our through line.
Yeah, that's the trick. All right, this is Chingaderas, where we continue to talk shit and we just call it something else. We have a segment that I think we want to start off with where, Erica, what is it called?
Whites We Like.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we.
Is that what it's called?
We've got.
That's yeah. Sencillo.
So here we go. A lot of you have many of mine, so I feel cheated. But
you should go first. Just take them all.
See, now I'm getting nervous. I'm drawing blanks.
You're the leader.
Oh my god! I'm just gonna read the ones I have.
Do one, and then we'll go around.
Okay. Fran Lebowitz.
George Carlin.
Larry David.
Paul Wall.
All right.
Amy Winehouse.
Paul Giamatti.
John Brown.
Oh, I was going to say that.
No, too bad.
Dave Grohl.
Philip Glass.
Action Bronson.
Oh, another rapper. Mac Miller.
My kids' music teachers.
Chelsea Peretti.
Static Selecta.
All right. Well.
Static.
Chingaderas. I had a lot of questions from folks about the movie, and so I will tell you what I know. All right. Yeah, I guess we haven't had a podcast in a while because that happened a few weeks ago. But yeah, my book is being turned into a movie. America Ferrera is the director, and it's through MGM. Orion specifically, and I'm going to be executive producer, and the script was written by Linda Chavez. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm excited as fuck, obviously, and I'm kind of overwhelmed just thinking about what it even looks like. I have no clue, but I will be heavily involved, and so anyway, what I know so far, we're working on the script, and next comes casting. I don't know about the casting that happened before. Maybe there will be follow-up with people who advanced. I'm not sure. I'll find out. But, yeah, we're not casting yet, and so please stop haranguing me on the internet.
I'm assuming the three of us have major roles, yeah. Right? Like that's just a given. I've just taken that as I've assumed it.
Yeah, course. Yeah. We have a couple of butt mouths.
There's a Wonga fella I've heard of. I think you
could be Wonga.
I see it. Yeah, I see so? It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, try it. See what happens.
And I'm open to handsome dude number one.
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to play more handsome dude number one.
That's not a thing.
There's just a quick cut scene where it's like, there's a podcast with three butt mouths in there.
Oh my God.
We're like one, two, and three.
Just vomiting.
I don't like this. I don't like this choice.
This is awful.
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh my goodness.
Vomiting good ideas.
I'm drinking. We're all eating wild chips.
We ruined it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ugh. Let's bring it back. But yeah, the movie. Shit's cool. And I went to the play in LA the other day. And
I'm not sure if I said that.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, at Greenway Theater. And it's in the community. It's like on the campus of Fairfax High School. And yeah, I love that so many of my people were able to watch this play because it was right there. That makes me really happy. And it was incredible. And everybody who worked on it was just amazing. And it'll take too long to name names, but I was really happy. And yeah, how is this my life? I don't know, but it is. Yeah.
Nice.
It's cool. I mean, I just get so much love from the young people, especially. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Julias out there, you know?
Are there going to keep be more of the play?
Yeah, there's going to be another play. I don't know if it's public yet.
Oh, okay.
But, all right. Yeah. Well, it'll keep going. Yeah.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah, it's so amazing seeing it. And Isaac Gomez is so brilliant. And I love the way that they were able to extract the essence of the book and keep it in the play. It's just really amazing. Anyway, more chingaderas.
I'd like to make a really quick addition to my list. I forgot him, and I feel like I have to. Mr. Rogers.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was white? Oh, shit. Damn. It's crazy.
Very, very white.
Oh, okay. Cool. Time for see chingas, where we talk about shit we like is chingas, right? Pronounced correctly. Properly. So y'all just be saying see chingas when you speak, right? Obviously. Like
no, just no a normal one, word, right? No one has ever said this term before this. Right. I don't.
Well, I made it up. You're welcome. You can have it. You guys can use it.
It's kind of nonsense, which is why I chose it.
It's fitting.
You know? Because we're not serious people.
We got a hot one.
I don't know if you can speak on all of our behalves. That's not cool.
I thought that was a stereotype.
45 minutes talking about butts.
I thought I wasn't allowed to say that as a stereotype. But if you said it, it's cool then.
Well, my see chingas, which is just exactly what it sounds like, is that I got to go to LA to watch the play and see friends and have an amazing time and come right back. It was super short. It was like 2 days long. And that flight is long. But anyway, it was great to be able to experience that.
Did it wind, it just wind down in LA, right? It was like, it had like a pretty long run. Is that correct?
The play? Yes.
Yeah, I think you went for like the wind down.
It went on for over a month because they added a week because they kept selling out.
Yeah.
Which was really.
And you hinted that cool. It's going to go somewhere else next. I caught that and I haven't heard that. So
I'll be on the lookout.
Yeah, I don't remember whether it's public.
She's one of those people. Yeah. She's like, I don't know if I can say it publicly.
You're a good secret keeper. Because
that's right.
Yeah, we're all excited to see where it heads next.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I just love that there's people like really taking care of the story out there. So that's it.
Word,
nice.
All right, mine's an easy one. We talked earlier about like inflation and McDonald's costing $87 for like 3 quarter pounders. So this kind of goes along with that. my Si Chinguez is libraries, because there's no real other place that I can think of where my kids were like just raised in my local library. There were like story times and all kinds of events. And I mean, my local library is still doing shit like that. So like, if you're doing shit for, it's a place where you can go and just shit's free and you get to hang out and you get to fucking just take shit. And now they have all
so
these
rare,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and you
it's
don't got a
information store,
but it's, yeah, it's wild. It's free. And now a lot of them are stepping it up things. And they have like, you can like take tools out. Mm. So people want to do crafts and tools, but don't want to invest in all that. You could just like rent that shit out. So just like, shout out to libraries. I mean, it's
cool. You know, I scrambled. I had my son was reading a book for school and he forgot it. And I was like, man, come on, dog. I'm not like, I don't know what to do. But then I had my library card and then I got a digital copy of it. It was done. Available. Boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
He brought that shit up on his tablet and he was able to read his shit and like, boom. It was,
it was free. Shout out to Hoopla and Libby and all these other fucking, that's another one.
I need to those return are all
those
my
apps.
Books.
Those are all those apps that you can get that shit on.
Yeah.
What's the app, Libby? Sounds too familiar. I don't like it, but
it's because you hate books, bro.
Sounds like Blippi, but do you have
no? I don't. Do you have especially now? No, you ruined it.
Those are good apps, and shout out libraries. And we were talking about, I think a little earlier. This is a Si Chinguez because it's just framing what we're talking about, and it's tough to make cities or like country better because these terms are so short, right? Like 4 years to actually make an improvement in these short allotments, it's going to be selfish moves, short-sighted moves to get you reelected further along in your career to bigger government. It's not going, the real investments are libraries, youth, shit that happens 10 years if you're lucky, 15, 20 more likely, beyond that for sure. Yeah. That's what we were talking about, and it's just it's a little skewed thinking about mayoral, presidential, these elections, and I just think the Si Chinguez is us breaking it down to the simplified point and thinking about things as simple as they really are. It's like, we got to look out for each other because that system of 4 years versus 20 years is not going to look out for us. So, I don't know, maybe a little tricky, but we talked about it earlier, and I was just thinking about it still now. So,
that's good.
Yeah,
I mean, not just I like years, that. Yeah. Like we, you know, they're voting, so yes. You know, we should be voting too. Like, one of the few things that they actively try to take away from you that we have that you know that we're trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whatever they don't want you to have, pretty, think about that.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You
pretty
should
pretty
have
easy.
It.
Yeah, pretty so easy. Actively, to your point, we should vote like in those 20 years. What would that be? 5 times for mayoral or presidential, like so just be active because for that to happen, let's stick to it, I guess.
We're two is that podcast we do a math though. You're not be drinking.
I'm tired.
Call it quits.
I need a coffee.
Let's do it.
All right, no. Follow us on the gram. Or some shit. Do we even have that shit?
And the
two thumbs up.
Like, subscribe.
On Spotify, yeah. Shopify.
You could even smash the subscribe button, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. You smash it?
Yeah. Your thumb button.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Word. No, that's the wrong one. There you go. There you go.